Bravery and Honest Mistake on Radio 1. Some of these shout-outs coming in. You've not been doing shout-outs, have you?
No, I haven't done any yet.
How very local radio.
I haven't done any at all, actually.
Hi, Chappers. Can you do Scott's show every day as you're much more entertaining? That's from Rachel in Swindon. Chappers, the show's better without Scott anyway.
Right.
Prefer just you doing the show. Scott's voice irritates me. And your music is better as well. That's from Nick. You should stay on. The music is great. Sack him and have a Scott-free day or life. From Daz. Yeah,
picked all the music myself today.
This is great. We've never had so many back-to-back songs.
There you go.
There's a compliment. From Sam on the M11. So, I had a lovely day.
Did you? How did it all go?
I am sorry I'm late, because I know it's bad of me.
It's okay. It's all right.
Sorry.
We realised that, you had important things to do.
It took me a while to get into the role as Paul Lang, TV reporter. Yeah. But there was a director going, come on, Scott, you really want this story, darling. You really want it. And after that, I really kind of got into the role. Eager journalist, hungry for a story.
Wow.
And I completed it in about 5 or 6 takes.
That's very... You only had 3 lines. 5 or 6 takes.
Well, actually, I think you'll find the scene afterwards with the nurses who are in it every single week. Maybe 10 or 11 days.
Were you deliberately stuffing up so they'd stay in the fountain in their wet T-shirts longer?
Well, there was only one nurse in the T-shirt wet fountain competition. Wet T-shirt competition.
Do you want to swap again?
No, I'm fine. And 2 blokes. I'll tell you more about this later.
Wow.
They've changed it a bit. Razorlight and Just Stone coming up. Also, I hear that you also know who I'm going to be on against in Mastermind.
I do.
Right. Have you managed to get the questions?
I phoned the office to try and get them. Yeah, I can't tell you whether I've got them or not. I'll reveal all to you later. All
right. Did it after 5, shall we?
I did my best for you, though.
Also, from last night's Maida Vale, Kasabian Radio... Scott. Oh dear, you got the cricket wrong, didn't you?
Yeah, by a mile, I was about 20 runs out. My computer hadn't updated, sorry.
Is that bad? 20 runs?
Yeah. It's not very accurate. 104 for 2, not 83 for 1, as I said earlier. There's a big difference.
Okay.
Sorry about that. And Andrew Strauss, who I said was playing well, he's out.
Excellent.
Anyhow, cleared that all up.
So all in all, that was a triumph, wasn't it?
Yeah, you're in no room to talk today, you know?
Don't be getting mardy on me.
I'm not getting mardy on you. Tell me about your day, then.
Well, got there and went to costume and had a selection of nasty shirts and tweed jackets and cords to try on.
Right.
They were going for the kind of old school teacher look. I know that teachers these days are young and indeed trendy, so that's not a slight on any teachers that are listening. It's just like, teachers back in the day.
Yeah.
So then I went down on a yellow minibus with 3 of the nurses and some extras to the water fountain at the top of Park Street in Bristol.
Okay.
And they called all our names to make sure we were on board.
Like being at school.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I had to rehearse. I tell you what, it's not like this radio lark at all. I started rehearsing, and at which point somebody come to mop my brow and produced a chair for me to sit on, with 3 designated people looking after me, Gemma, Lou and Maggie.
Right.
And between takes, there was someone to cool me down and mop my brow, because wearing tweed in the heat isn't much fun, because it's supposed to be November, you see, we're pretending it's November.
Right, so you did actually have someone fanning you?
Not fanning me, just mopping me with
mopping your brow.
A cold towel, yeah. Everyone is wearing coats and scarves as well.
Right.
Poor extras, like, heat exhausted was on, but I was fine.
Were people cooling them down or not?
No.
No, right. So you had 3 people cooling you down.
I felt quite bad about that.
Right.
You know, I just waltz in, some radio DJ, they're like, okay, get lost. Yeah. So, the scene is, there are 3 nurses frolicking in the fountain in wet T-shirts, right? This is going to be on the 25th of November, this is going to be on, right? And they're holding a protest about the closure of the A&E department at Holby.
Right.
But they get a bit hot. So they jump in the fountain, even though it is November.
Okay.
It's probably not very hot at all.
Right.
And I'm on hand from City ITV to cover the story. And it did take me a while to get into the role, but then someone kind of shouted words of encouragement from behind the camera. Come on, Scott, you want the story? Only, there was only one nurse in the fountain, and there's supposed to be 3.
Right.
But there's one nurse I was talking to directly, and 2 blokes, who were just like engineers.
Hey.
And the director. Because they're going to film the other nurses later on, because I had to leave.
What, so and I'm, add them on?
Yeah.
Well, it's very clever, this, isn't
it? So, I had a body double. And some poor bloke, right now, because I had to go, is pretending to be me, wearing the same shirt. Ew, good luck with that in this weather. And wearing a ring on his finger, like the one that I wear.
Yeah.
To do all the extra bits that I didn't have time to do.
Now, what I really want to know, and I bet you did this, did you check that your body double was to your liking before they did it?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Just make sure he's a
He's
very buff, and then you're all right.
And I'd like to say thank you to my co-stars, the nurses, Sam Gray, who plays Alice, and Janine Mellor, who plays Kelsey, and Georgina Buzova, who plays Ellen.
Okay.
They were all lovely. I had a great day. And also, I have to say hello to the facilities people, because they're all dead hard, and they look like if you didn't say hello to them on the radio, they would actually duff you up.
Right.
And the makeup ladies and all the crew. Also, Ellen has been nominated for Best Actress at the National TV Awards, and she kind of asked me to give that a mention, and maybe you could vote for her. Is that cheating?
No, that's not. No, that's
I think
not
it
cheating.
Is, isn't it?
No, but not if you can vote online or anything.
Vote for her anyway, because she's great.
Right. Are you up for Best Supporting Actor?
I can't smell a BAFTA at the moment, honest. Bearing in mind, this was my first ever acting, right? So when you see it, just cut me a bit of slack, okay. All right? It's not brilliant, but they seemed happy at the time.
That's all them. I'm sure you were great, seriously.
I don't know about that. I don't think I'm going to get a call from Spielberg anytime soon. Scott Mills, Radio 1.